with another episode of MHV's Off the Trail. And today I'm joined by Christine Gritman of Christine Gritman, Inc. Christine is a DIY social media strategist and a networker extraordinaire, which is why she is here with us today. Hello, Christine.
Hi there. How are you doing?
I am excellent. Thank you so much for being here today. I am very pumped for today's topic because networking is always relevant, always important, but as we'll get to in a little bit, the landscape for networking has obviously changed a bit over the last few months. So before we tackle that piece, let's just talk about networking in general. Why does it matter? What are some of the biggest benefits that you see coming out of networking?
I can't think of a single profession that doesn't benefit from relationships, not even just relationships with clients and prospects, but also relationships with relevant other professionals that could provide referrals. And I mean, really any human can provide a referral for us, right? Because we have no idea who else they might know. And relationships are really the make or break also when someone is deciding if they're going to refer you to someone else, more than your experience. Like if you know someone, you're a lot more likely to refer them or connect them with someone else because your reputation is on the line with that connection. And you want to be sure you can trust the person you're recommending to somebody else. So relationships are really the way to make sure that's the case. And networking is the first step towards beginning those relationships.
Right. Obviously, that kind of that human element. And that makes sense, particularly if you are, you know, going through a job transition. But what if I'm happily employed right now? Do I really need to network?
Absolutely. First of all, referrals, having a big network of people who can refer you to others, that will never hurt you. And it can definitely help in most people's current positions. But regardless, you also never know what can happen. Your awesome job may disappear tomorrow. It's important to have a network of people who support you and believe in you already when you don't necessarily need them, so that you're not just calling on them when you need help finding a new job.
Right. You know, I don't know about you, but sometimes I find myself in a position of just needing to bounce an idea off somebody. And that's probably another value add for having a network.
It really, really is. In fact, my network at this point is mostly made up of people who are in my industry. And it's not just for referrals and things like that. A lot of it is so that I can learn from them, so that we can partner up on things. It really is a rising tide lifts all boats type of situation.
Right.
And it's so nice to be able to commiserate with people who understand and even just geek out with people who get it.
Exactly. Yeah. You know, it has changed though. Obviously over the past few months, live networking events aren't really happening and it's becoming much more digital. So what have you seen? How are people networking now?
Well, of course, there are Zoom networking events, and a lot of those are being thrown by existing business groups that used to have real-life networking events. Some of those groups have sort of fallen off, and some of them have really brought it. They've continued to bring huge value to people. In fact, there's two groups I'm a part of where I used to not always be able to make the live networking meetings, and now that they're on Zoom and I don't have to go anywhere, I can. So that's been great.
Right.
But I have to say, the people who are bothering to show up for those online networking events are the people who are also showing up day in, day out for their businesses. They are determined to survive this, possibly even thrive in it, instead of just kind of hiding away and licking their wounds. Because a lot of business owners at the beginning of this kind of held a wait and see approach. They didn't really jump into planning for their continued success through this because they were hoping it would just pass them by quicker and they wouldn't have to act. But the people who have been taking action, who have been out there networking throughout these past few months, they're the ones who are better poised for success on the other side of this. And they're also a lot less hesitant in general to take action right now because they know that they need to be active to save their businesses.
Right. Absolutely. So what are my options? How do I get started? Maybe I have never networked or maybe I have, you know, I've kind of put myself on pause since the pandemic, but how do I get started? How do I find groups or people to network with online?
Well, one really great kind of shortcut to that is to look at the people in your network who are really active networkers. You can look at where they're networking, who they're talking to, what events they're going to. You can even ask them, because if they're a generous member of your network, they're going to want to help you. They realize that bringing you into their networking group doesn't do them any harm and might even make them look good. You can also join the groups they're a part of and meet new people. That's really key. Don't just kind of tag along with your good networker friend. Meet new people. Right. That's the point of a networking event, is to expand.
Yeah.
Also, engaging on LinkedIn is huge. You can meet incredibly valuable people, even just in the comment threads of well-networked right. people. I do this on Twitter, too. I've made tremendously valuable connections by seeing who keeps showing up in the same audiences that I do and just connecting with them directly, because we clearly share common interests.
Right. Now, you mentioned getting active in the comment thread. For a lot of people, there's almost a feeling of discomfort, or maybe I'm not good enough to participate in this. Maybe I'm not smart enough to comment on this comment. What are your thoughts on that?
You don't have to be brilliant, and it actually is perfectly okay to say what you don't know. It's okay to ask questions. Mm-hmm. It's also okay to just be supportive. If someone says something that you think is really helpful and really smart, instead of just clicking like, have a comment of support right. that says, hey, so-and-so, thank you so much for this. This was incredibly valuable. Mm-hmm. Because that way, you're giving them something good. You're giving them support. You're also giving them engagement, which is always good on social media.
Right.
And you're also showing yourself, the fact that you exist, as part of their audience, which means mm-hmm. that other people can also see that you exist and check you out and possibly connect with you. But you don't always have to be the thought leader in the conversation. Right. In fact, if you're always the smartest person in the room, you're really not in very good rooms. So,
right. Yeah.
So it's perfectly okay to comment and engage in a way that, you know, where you're not showing off that you're a smarty pants, but where you're just kind of expressing support and appreciation and expressing your own thoughts, even if you feel that they're not good enough. If you have a question or if you're thinking something, someone else is probably having that same
Absolutely.
Thought.
Absolutely.
So yeah. that person is also going to want to connect with you because you're the person who actually said it.
Absolutely. Yeah. I remember you and I have talked about this before, Christine, and I remember you mentioning that if you ask the question, you're the hero.
Yes. Very true.
Yeah. And I know you mentioned LinkedIn, you mentioned Twitter. Is there one place or one channel I should really focus on if I don't have a lot of time to develop my network?
Well, different people have different networks and different audiences. So where those people hang out is going to differ. But I will say that LinkedIn is literally a business networking app.
Mm-hmm. It's
entirely a place for business networking. So again, that might not be where everybody's audience hangs out. So you do have to know where your own audience is mm-hmm. and isn't. But generally speaking, you know, it may feel, when people are networking on Facebook, they may feel a little weird being too businessy, because it's more of a personal network. Instagram too, but LinkedIn, yeah, of course you're there for business.
Right.
It's a business network.
Right. Yeah, right, exactly. So is there a length of time, you know, how do I know when I've been doing this long enough to have a good network?
It's not really a length of time. I don't mm-hmm. really like metrics like time or even size of network, because all these things vary really greatly based on the person, their situation, the effort they put forward, and their access to begin with. Some of us right. just are connected to better connected people.
Right.
So instead of worrying about those metrics, look at working smarter at being consistent with your efforts, showing up in the same spaces over and over so you become known in those places, mm-hmm. Being visible. Don't just kind of skulk there, you know, as a lurker. Be visible in the comment threads, in the discussions, so that others gravitate to you. Be really clear about who you are and what you offer, so that when people do click on you and check you out, you're easy to find. It's very clear who you are and why you would right. be a valuable part of their network. Also, engage really actively with other people and their content and their groups, instead of just worrying so much about whatever you're posting and hoping mm-hmm. connections come magically to you. In general, worry about building a better and more useful network rather than just the biggest network or building it the fastest.
Right, right. You just mentioned something interesting in terms of, you know, don't just think about you and what you're doing. Networking is a two-way street, and where you mm-hmm. should probably be thinking about, you know, what value that we can bring to our network as well.
And I got to say, nothing endears you to people like being generous with your expertise.
Mm, right.
Because that makes them feel like they're in a relationship with you that's mm. not purely transactional. It's not just, you know, yeah, I can give you information if you pay me. You actually right. care about them and want them to succeed regardless of what's in it for you. And that's really good. That also displays confidence. because people who are really confident realize that they can, I can tell you everything I know about social media here.
Yeah.
And it doesn't mean you're going to go take my clients away. It doesn't mean I'm going to succeed any less. Mm-hmm. It just means that you might succeed too. And I'm not threatened by that sort of thing. Confident experts have no problem giving away their information because honestly, they realize that there's still a need for them. They still serve a purpose. People are still going to need them to execute on those strategies or on that information. And so, you know, I would say actively seek out not only to be that person in your own network, but also seek out other people for your network who are like that as well. Generous experts. Everybody loves a generous expert.
Right. Absolutely. Absolutely. And you make a point, you know, just because you watch a YouTube video on, I don't know, doing surgery, doesn't make you an expert in surgery.
Nope. I've watched YouTube videos about how to build a YouTube channel, and I still have under 100 subscribers on my YouTube channel, because you know what? I'm not doing it.
Yeah. And you know what? I watched a video at the beginning of the summer on how to build a raised garden bed, and I tell you what, I am not an expert at building raised garden beds. I pulled through it, but it wasn't pretty.
Yeah. So again, like there's still a need. There's still a need for people and their expertise. And, you know, being generous with information isn't going to hurt you, and it is going to help other people, and it'll ultimately make you someone that everyone wants to connect with.
Absolutely. Absolutely. What, you know, what are some kind of common mistakes or missteps that you see people making, particularly with digital networking?
One thing is just going in for the hard sell right away, like having no relationship built whatsoever and just sending someone like this pre-boiled email or message, especially on LinkedIn, just basically saying, hey, here's my thing, buy it.
Right.
Another thing is, again, I'm sticking to kind of online stuff now because that's what we're doing lately, but tagging a ton of people who have nothing to do with anything just to try to get their eyeballs on your post.
Yes.
That doesn't work. You can tagging other people can actually be very smart if you're tagging someone who's relevant to the conversation. And if you're saying, I found this very interesting. Hey, so-and-so expert who I know on this thing, what's your take here? So that's fine, but there has to be a reason. If I've never heard of you in my life and you tag me along with 30 other people in a post to just try to get eyes on it, you know, that's not good. I don't like that. That's not a relationship.
Right. And it's fairly blatant in that case.
Oh, and I really love people who start out on LinkedIn with me from the get-go by putting a message in my inbox that shows they know nothing about my business, and yet they're trying to pitch their product to my business.
Right. Know your audience.
Yep.
And, you know, that goes for anybody, whether you're an individual just looking to build your network or a business looking to grow your business, I would think. You have to know who you're talking to.
Someone actually put time on my calendar to talk to me about his company offering, you know, summer solutions for my employees' children. I don't have employees. Right. I'm one person. Right. You can find that out pretty easily.
Right, right. Absolutely. Invest some time. It goes back to that value. It has to be a two-way networking. It has to be a two-way street.
Yeah.
What other tips do you have for us on how to really effectively network on the digital platform?
Follow-up is really key. One thing that I've loved about digital networking is that previously in person, and again, someday in person networking, you kind of only get access to the information of the people you happen to talk to and get the business card of and who get your business card. I mean, you only talk to who you talk to. Whereas an online event, you can do a screenshot of that entire participants section in Zoom and then go look them up on LinkedIn.
Right.
You know, you can, and a lot of Zoom networking events that I've been to have let us put our contact information in the chat. Or if you're in a breakout room, some of the better networking events actually do a breakout room portion at some point, and you can connect with people more deeply. But the fact is, you've got to make use of that information. You've got to get on that. After you get off one of those meetings, you have to look those people up and reach out to them. Otherwise, why did you go?
Right. Absolutely. Excellent. Well, Christine, you have shared some really valuable insight today. Thank you so much for taking the time. Appreciate it. Before we go, just take a quick second and tell me what a DIY social media strategist does.
Absolutely. I'm kind of rethinking that tagline, but basically DIY stands for do it yourself. And what that means is when I first started my business 4 years ago, I used to create social media for my clients. I created the content, I scheduled and posted the content, I did the engaging, you know, I did it all for them. And I realized pretty quickly a few things. I realized, first of all, that in order to do it well, you could only do it for a few clients at a time, or at least I could. Mm-hmm. It was very time intensive. And I also realized that having me do it was actually way more complicated for them than it would be to just teach them how to do it themselves. Because in order for me to do it for them, they needed to make an appointment with me to come over, to take pictures and video of things, to edit those things together. We'd have to put together the calendar. Content, you run through content so quickly that we have to do it all again pretty soon. And I realized that if they were empowered with the ability to recognize those moments of content in what was already happening in their businesses, it could be just so much easier, more direct, and more effective, because I work exclusively with very small businesses, people who have their arms around their whole business, people who are in their business, on the front lines of their business, day in, day out. So they're seeing everything that happens. And I just kind of teach them how to recognize those things that are happening around them that can be turned into content. And I teach them how to turn it into content in a strategic way, where to post it, how to post it, all the bells and whistles of, you know, hashtags and tagging things and all of that, putting a strategy behind it.
Excellent. Well, thank you so much for your time today, Christine.
Thanks for having me.
If you would like to learn more about Christine or her services, please visit gritman.com. And as always, if you have any input or suggestions for our show, please feel free to email podcast@mhvfcu.com. Thank you so much for joining us today. And we will see you next time off the trail.